Captain, I told Blackie. We aren't getting any ground vibrations. I'm going down inside and check for holes. The readings show that I won't get too much dosage if I... Youngster, stay out of that crater. But Captain, I just meant to... Shut up. You can't learn anything useful. Stay out. Yes, sir. The next 9 hours were tedious. We had been preconditioned for 40 hours of duty, 2 revolutions of Planet P, through forced sleep, elevated blood sugar count, and hypno-indoctrination. And, of course, the suits are self-contained for personal needs. The suits can't last that long, but each man was carrying extra power units and super HP air cartridges for recharging. But a patrol with no action is dull. It is easy to goof off. I did what I could think of, having Kunha and Brumby take turn as drill sergeant, thus leaving platoon sergeant and leader free to rove around. I gave orders that no sweeps were to repeat in pattern, so that each man would always check terrain that was new to him. There are endless patterns to cover a given area by combining the combinations. Besides that, I consulted my platoon sergeant and announced bonus points toward honor squad for first verified hole, first bug destroyed, etc. Boot camp tricks. But staying alert means staying alive, so anything to avoid boredom. Finally, we had a visit from a special unit, 3 combat engineers in a utility air car, escorting a talent, a spatial sensor. Blackie warned me to expect them. Protect them and give them what they want. Yes, sir. What will they need? How should I know? If Major Landry wants you to take off your skin and dance in your bones, do it. Yes, sir, Major Landry. I relayed the word and set up a bodyguard by sub-areas. Then I met them as they arrived because I was curious. I had never seen a special talent at work. They landed beside my right flank and got out. Major Landry and 2 officers were wearing armor and hand flamers, but the talent had no armor and no weapons, just an oxygen mask. He was dressed in a fatigue uniform without insignia, and he seemed terribly bored by everything. I was not introduced to him. He looked like a 16-year-old boy, until I got close and saw a network of wrinkles around his weary eyes. As he got out, he took off his breathing mask. I was horrified, so I spoke to Major Landry, helmet to helmet, without radio. Major, the air around here is hot. Besides that, we've been warned that...
Pipe down, said the Major. He knows it.
I shut up. The talent strolled a short distance, turned and pulled his lower lip. His eyes were closed, and he seemed lost in thought. He opened them and said fretfully,
How can one be expected to work with all these silly people jumping around?
Major Landry said crisply,
Ground your platoon.
I gulped and started to argue, then cut in the all-hand circuit. First platoon, blackguards, ground and freeze.